So Jeff wants to know, could you have a svek sveka about, let's say, the suffix is you're not sure what the halacha is. So, because there wasn't the svek sveka here, but yes, let's say it comes up during Svira Saomir all the time. I get the question every year. Let's say someone's not sure. They call me. They say, I'm not sure if I counted yesterday. So, of course, if it's still today, I tell them to count without a bracha. But let's say it's a whole day past, and they're not sure if they could continue counting Sfira with a bracha. Yeah. So I tell them, yes, you can continue counting with a bracha because it's a classical or unclassical svek sveka.
Yes.
One suffix is maybe you counted last night, maybe you did not. And secondly, even if you did not count last night, maybe it's 49 separate mitzvahs, so therefore you don't have to count, hence it's mutter. So yeah, so we see svek sveka also works if it's a suffix what the halacha is. But there, as you said, there are different svek svekas. The svek sveka we discussed by a pregnant wife of a kohen, that was that we didn't use that, you know, maybe, you know, wide inter or keak, maybe everyone's sure what the halacha was, but that was the svek sveka is one suffix, maybe it's a zachar, maybe it's a nekeva, because everyone knows a zachar. Maybe they said it. Maybe it's a suffix. Whether no one, I'm just thinking of my own svek sveka. The rokeach svek sveka was, and it, maybe it's a suffix nefil. But that's a very rare case. So how about my svek? I can make up a new svek sveka. I'll say, maybe it's a zachar, maybe it's in the keva, but maybe it's a suffix in halacha whether a kohen in utero is a kohen. That's why didn't other people offer my svek sveka? Why didn't there a keak? Is it because could I say from the fact they didn't offer it means it's not a good svek sveka, or perhaps not? Maybe there are other. But I'm just thinking, you know, why not? Or why not? It's a suffix in halacha whether a fetus in utero is a chotzeitana. Why don't we give those svek svekas? I mean, I'm saying if you didn't like the svek sveka about the nefel, which I understand why you don't like it, so why not change it to it? So he was giving svek svekas in the reality. For whatever reason, he wasn't giving svek svekas in halacha. Because maybe according to the because I'm assuming according to the rokeach, he had no suffix dilla. Rokeach passed in the halacha, that was it. He had no doubts. But now me, but hundreds of years, maybe since I see past the rokeach, and I'm not as great as the rokeach, nothing's as clear to me as it is to him. You know, how do I know who's right? The rokeach or someone else? I'm not in their league, so therefore for me, so maybe I could create a different svek sveka, but that would answer why the rokeach wouldn't have a svek, because what suffix? I'm telling you, this is the halacha. What kind of suffix is it? So maybe you could argue along those ways. But yeah, but there are many different svek svekas in terms of mitzias, and halachic svek svekas in terms of that.